Welcome to the MCTV Summer Takeover Podcast. I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Tony.
I'm here with
Jared Giddens
and our guest, Jason Nunley. What's happening, Jason?
Good stuff.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get right into it, Jason.
Yeah, we're getting into it.
So,
which Walmart do you go to? North or south?
157. We call it the Shishi Walmart.
The North Walmart. Your North Walmart.
So,
guy.
Which Walmart do you like better?
The Shishi Walmart.
There the you one, go. That's the cleaner the one. That's the better
yeah.
one.
Yeah. I don't know why. There's something about the North Side Walmart where it's
you
just,
think it's cleaner?
Well, it's the population that frequents it.
Wow.
It's just a little, it's a little fewer of people with, saggy sweatpants showing off stuff.
I go in sweatpants in that yeah. Walmart, too.
Tony's in there in his sweatpants.
In the north side or the south side?
North side. Man, I live close to the north side. I like north Walmart.
Maybe it's just a vibe. It does feel cleaner.
Jason, you're saying you don't wear sweatpants at Walmart?
No, I wear what I'm wearing right now everywhere. Shorts and...
You're professional.
If you think it's professional, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a coder. He dresses like one.
I'm not a coder.
Well, you know.
A businessman.
A tech guy.
Yeah, I always say, like, if I wrote code in your project, somebody got canned. So I fired somebody.
All right. What kind of driver are you in Coleman?
I don't know what that question means.
Are you a good driver or a bad driver?
What kind of Coleman driver? What's your experience?
I use turn signals, which apparently is Jesus doesn't want you to do that
in Coleman.
I mean, I don't know what it is about people who live here, but they're like, this is the one thing I can't, it's my foreign brain. I can't get it out of my head. I grew up in Atlanta, by the way.
And oh, okay.
Everyone here thinks Atlanta's Yankee. But we thought we were in the South until I moved
nobody
here.
Thinks that.
Nobody thinks
nobody thinks that. Atlanta is
first,
Yankee.
The first 10 years I lived in Alabama, people go, you talk funny. You're not from around here.
They
are
do
you?
Not.
No, I've adopted a way of speaking that gets me around this. When I first moved here.
Oh, like camouflage?
Yeah. No, code switching. So when I first moved here, I used to get that all the time. Like, you talk funny. You're not from around here. And I'd be like, well, I'm from the South. I grew up in Atlanta. Like, you a Yankee.
They did not.
I'm not
Nobody
kidding.
Thinks Atlanta is.
I'm not kidding.
If you,
Jared,
if,
have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
What?
Atlanta? I'm actually a Yankee, so
he's a real Yankee.
I'm a real Yankee.
He's the most redneck sounding guy that I'm in my friend group, and he is a legit actual Yankee, like born
and
born.
And you
up,
feel that Atlanta is a part of that?
They talk different.
Hmm. Yeah,
because we got stuff to do. Like, do we have a? We got stuff. There's things going on.
Yeah.
People who speak slowly don't have anything to
do. Well, big cities have a tendency to get people from all around the country.
And
Atlanta's grown, I mean,
here we go.
Home Depot, I mean, tech side, everything.
Atlanta was just a different world. I lived there a long time ago, man.
Yeah.
Atlanta was big a long time ago.
Atlanta's like a Yankee town in the South.
Okay, well, I don't like it being called a Yankee town.
What? It's not a Yankee town. It's a southern town.
But it's a city. It is a real city.
It's a big old city, boy. Down in the South now, yeah.
That's a little more Texas than southern.
Says the guy from Atlanta, Georgia.
Jason. So you changed up your lingo. How did that affect things?
Got along with people.
That helped.
It helped a lot.
Stop talking like a weirdo.
If you move down here, here's a trick. I'm being completely serious. If you move down here, especially if you talk fast, because people around here think if you talk fast, you're scamming them. You're talking some scammy stuff. So if you move down here from somewhere
else.
Have you
ever scammed anybody?
No.
Ever? Never.
Well, have I been involved in businesses that I wish I hadn't been involved in?
Because you talk fast enough to make me think you're scamming me right now.
No, I never. I try really hard to deliver value when I sell stuff.
Yeah.
But if you move down here, and especially if you speak quickly, and you get to the point quick, if you're very direct and you don't meander around topics like I'm doing right now, you will learn that people don't trust you. They don't like it. Mm. They suspect you. So slow it down. Just speak a little slower, and try to adopt a little bit of a Southern accent. Just enough. Just tone it down a little bit.
So pretend.
Well, it's not pretend. I talk like this normal now. I have a Southern accent. I've adopted it over the course of decades of survival instinct. And I naturally mirror people. So if
where,
I hang around,
where do you get coffee? You seem like a guy that drinks a lot of coffee during the day.
This morning I had a pot at my house.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But I've seen you frequent
different places. I go to Karma's down the street.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
What's your order at Karma's?
Coffee.
Just
straight up
coffee. Yeah, black beans with water.
How many cups are you drinking a day?
10.
10
drinking
cups a day.
You drinking it black?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I hate coffee.
Yeah, Jared, you're not a coffee drinker.
I will not drink coffee.
Not my favorite drink. I mean, I got it's like number three.
Number three.
People frown upon my favorite for breakfast.
So you get in the car, you drive around town.
Or walk.
Or do you walk a lot?
Yeah, I have a house in town, so I
have you ever been hit by a car?
Never. Yes.
You have.
Not walking.
Man, Coleman.
Hold on.
What are you doing, Coleman? What are you doing?
Not hold on. The question was, have I ever been hit by a car? And I thought, at first I said, no, I've never been hit by a car walking or riding my bicycle.
Okay. That's what we were
but
talking
I have
about,
been hit by a car in a parking lot.
Like what are you doing?
Someone's ran into me in a parking lot.
In the Walmart parking lot?
Not in the Walmart parking lot. That would be a better
Maybe
story.
That's why you don't like South Walmart.
Well,
it's a dangerous parking lot. You got to watch yourself in that one.
There's a lot going on the South Walmart parking lot.
That's guys. The only one I go to.
There's stuff going on. Like there's always someone hanging out, getting rid of a dog.
I probably shouldn't. Yeah,
the squatter trucks like take over that place at night.
There's a couple tractor trailers.
Them delinquents with them. them kids with them squatter trucks.
I had a relative. I really shouldn't say this one, but he hit one of the poles in Walmart.
Oh God.
Like I had a wreck in Walmart.
Was
I was
he
like,
drunk?
What? My sister what, when did we were somebody kids. Hit you? No, I ran into
he
one of the
He just ran into a pole? Was he drunk?
What
is
no,
he,
I don't know.
What?
No,
my sister did that in the, when she was driving in the Hardee's parking lot, hit the only pole.
See, back it happens. Into it happens like, sometimes.
The only one there.
The that's, only one there, yeah, and she like, hit it.
What are you talking about?
Center, yeah.
Did she like back into it?
Yeah, and
back right
into it. This right here,
that's easy, though.
Yeah.
This is what's going on. Two, they're going to be like, you mean 19?
When did you move to Coleman, Jason?
It was 1989.
1989.
Yeah, I was young.
So you know about the mosquito trucks.
I remember them.
Right?
Trucks.
We're outside playing.
Yeah, and they spray you.
And seven. We're just
city boys.
They still do it. Well,
they do.
They found they out do. Seven kills people, gives them cancer and neurological
But they're still
diseases.
Doing it. Don't worry.
Well, now they do it at night, I think.
Yeah,
they
do. It's a different pesticide.
And if you watch it, if you're outside, they're spraying, they turn it off when they get close to you.
Yeah.
And then drive by you, then turn it back on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure if it kills mosquitoes.
I used to live over near the waste treatment plant, so they spray over there a lot because mosquitoes will get high during the summertime.
City boys.
That's why I only drink reverse osmosis water filtered. I don't drink tap water.
Are you a conspiracy theory guy, Jason?
Conspiracy? I mean,
probably.
You know, the term conspiracy just means people got together and planned something.
That's the first clue that somebody is. There it is.
I mean, do I believe that people...
What about the moon landing?
Do you believe in the mob?
What about the moon landing?
Yeah, everybody believes in the mob.
I mean, if you believe in the mob, you believe in conspiracies.
Jason, moon
the
landing.
The moon landing, I'm pretty sure the moon landing happened.
You think the moon landing happened.
Finally, I'm pretty sure it did.
You're a science kind of guy.
Well, because there's reflectors up there. So, what? I mean, either someone got the aliens to stick a bunch of reflectors up there. Aliens we've never seen, by the way. Or some guys. No one's ever seen an alien.
That's some ever? Nonsense.
So you're saying they
That's
exist.
That's debatable.
So they exist. We haven't seen them.
No, I mean, here's the reality. If you believe an evolutionary source of life, it is zero likelihood that we're alone. And the billions of stars.
So we just haven't seen them.
Or that's not where life comes from. And life is more supernatural.
Can you convince Jared that the moon landing happened?
It happened. I don't know.
Man, Jared, we went up there, what, 11 times?
Maybe. All right, hold on. Allegedly. I'm not saying...
No, we didn't land on the moon 11 times.
No, yeah, we did.
No.
How many times have we gone to the moon?
On. No.
How many times have we been to the moon?
Hey, yeah. Siri.
Jared's going to...
Fast Siri. How many times have we landed on the moon?
Well, I mean, Siri's going to have nothing.
Did I hear Jared say supposedly?
Probably.
There were six crew landings between 69 and 72.
So they faked it
Six times?
Jared, six times.
Yep.
I mean...
Here's what I actually believe.
No, you know, but they only have video of it once, don't they?
Do you know our frequent...
They only aired it on national television as the first moon landing one time.
Yeah, it was recorded, man. It was done in Hollywood.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish you were here. One of our frequent co-hosts, Jesse Priest, you know, he says that even the moon is...
He says the moon is hollow.
Moon's fake, too.
So what, somebody stuck that up there back 4,000 years ago?
I can't speak for him because he's got a fun, his explanation. He's got some interesting ideas. But mm-hmm. just to say, mm-hmm. though, so everybody kind of has their gauge of conspiracy theories.
This is what the internet does, man. Like,
What about
Jason, it's become like commonplace that people actually talk about this crap.
What about the Coleman White thing? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Have y'all ever heard of this?
No. What are you talking about?
I have never heard of this either.
Like, white sauce from Johnny?
I know, right? Somebody asked me, they said, well, what about the pictures of white thing?
What is white thing?
I don't know.
You can and they said probably it's find like, a white thing it's at like, Moe's on Thursday listen, night during karaoke. So.
I thought this had to be a joke, but apparently on the internet, I don't know. There's people that talk about sightings of... Why
is this
thing.
Like an abominable and snowman like, in Coleman?
Yeah, like Bigfoot.
It's too hot, dude.
Bigfoot, but white. White. And I thought, is that a joke? That's no. That's
so it's
ridiculous.
Somebody in a white ghillie suit.
Yeah. Y'all have never heard of this?
No.
I hadn't either.
Where's the reports of showings?
I don't know. We'll have to look it up.
I feel like the ambient IQ just dropped 100 points.
Yeah. I wanted to wait until we did the podcast before I asked anybody because I have never heard that.
I've never heard of it.
All right.
Are you saying you weren't a nerd? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I wasn't.
What?
Still not. I'm trying to be now.
You
trying
are.
Trying to be a nerd.
You are. You watched Dune and you liked it. Jason, do you watch?
I know. Then I had to binge it because y'all said it. I watched the first one. Then I was like, I got to watch. Now I want to watch the third one, but I got to wait.
Yeah,
you do. Jason, do you
that's
watch?
Why I don't watch the until it's all
movies?
Done.
I've almost abandoned entertainment.
Oh, my goodness.
Why?
I just don't have time for it.
So you didn't watch Dune? You didn't watch? You hadn't watched Netflix?
I just
Netflix.
Felt like it was probably going to be a lot of political preaching I wasn't in the mood for. Who's that chick? The young girl that's in it used to be a Disney girl.
Zendaya.
Yeah, whenever Zendaya's involved, I'm like, they're going to be some... I'm going to have to do some CIA messaging to figure out what this movie's actually about.
They didn't do anything bad.
No, they didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
No,
I mean the book. You're going to actually be surprised, but they actually didn't do it.
The book itself is pretty damning about.
Have you read
culture.
The book?
No. I don't read.
I'm at Jason.
That crap.
You don't read. You don't watch movies.
No,
what do you do
nothing.
For fun?
What do you do?
I read manuals on.
That's what you do for fun?
New technology.
You read manuals? First off, nobody's making manuals other than my microwave company.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you.
Where are you getting a manual?
So since Grok came out, Q not K, G-R-O-Q, I have been talking to Llama a lot.
You're talking about AI stuff.
Yeah. So Llama will...
Hold on. Let's go back.
Time out.
What do you do for fun?
I just kind of want to do for fun.
Is what?
Read manuals.
He talks to AI. I read studies and tech manuals, and sometimes I research. Like lately, I've gotten into building. I've gotten into construction
since he's building the house.
Yeah, so I started being curious about what these guys are doing.
So you like acquiring new knowledge?
Yeah, I'm a junkie. Okay. Knowledge is fun. So when I was on a trip one time, we were coming back from Costa Rica and I got on a plane, made a crack about my towel because I used to carry a towel.
What, and, like Hitchhiker's
yeah,
Guide
yeah,
to
so
the
it was
Galaxy?
A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy reference. Yeah. I didn't know.
But
I,
you don't read books.
Well, I so
Jason,
the guy makes
you're
a, this.
You're an enigma.
This guy makes this crack.
On purpose.
This guy makes a crack about my towel and my brother laughed and I'm like, I don't get it. Did I just miss out on some nuance here? And the guy goes, you know, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't know what you're talking about. So I got home and I bought the paperback.
Yeah.
I read the paperback and I was like, oh, and I was hooked. So I bought.
So you do read.
I bought the trilogy. I read the trilogy to my kids. Of course, I had to edit it as I was reading it.
That was a long time ago, though.
Douglas Adams.
A long time ago.
Hitchhiker's. Tony, do you know Hitchhiker's?
I mean, I've heard about the movie with, was it Sean Connery?
No.
No.
Which one is that one?
No. I think you're talking about Highlander.
Yeah.
No. There was a movie.
I was thinking of League of Incredible Gentlemen. Yes. No. Whoa, Hitchhiker's Guide. Like...
Yeah, no.
Jared, Hitchhiker's, did you watch it?
I've never watched it.
Yeah.
Never watched it. And I see it pops up on like my HBO fun. Max and
it's
all
pretty,
that all the time.
It's a fun
one. Just,
it's a fun movie.
Isn't it got the robot with the little bright robot that's round?
The depressed robot.
Yeah, Marvin.
I've seen pictures of it. I've never really watched it.
So I strongly encourage anybody to read the trilogy, which is five books, by the way. The Douglas Adams trilogy is a really deep conversation about the meaning of life in the form of an absolutely ridiculous intergalactic story that starts off.
Well, we just lost half our audience. So,
yeah, but
okay.
But it's a good book.
It's a funny book. It's really funny.
The man's passionate about Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Well, if I ever read good stuff, I appreciate it. I've read probably five.
What's the last thing you've read?
Well, if we're going to talk about nonfiction, I read all the time.
Yeah,
I'm talking about fiction. Anything. I don't read.
So you read mostly nonfiction?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What's the last anything you've read?
In the form of paper?
Yeah. Okay. It could be Kindle. A book.
Book.
Oh, The Go-Giver.
The Go-Giver?
Yeah, I read The Go-Giver.
The Go-Giver.
So a guy, real estate investor here in Coleman, gave me that book when I started working with the city on the incubator. And I promised I'd read it and I didn't because I was busy. The days were long. I was still running my company and I was working with the city on the incubator and I just didn't have time for joy. So, recently I sat down and started reading The Go-Giver. I read it through. It's a great book.
What's it about? Basically,
in a nutshell, it's about finding purpose and giving other people purpose.
Mm. I like that. That's cool. Okay.
I see.
Yeah. There's a lot of books like that for leadership.
I see you.
There's only 2,000.
Jared, you read that kind of stuff? Leadership books?
Every now and then, yeah.
Yeah.
Usually, whatever Jason tells me is good.
Jared's a good leader. Jared, I've been involved. Let me tell you a little bit about Jared. He may not even know this about himself. Has a super ability, and I don't even think he knows he has it. But Jared's super. If he were like a superhero, his power would be he can bring people together.
It's Captain America.
And that maybe doesn't sound like, you know, at first, but when
getting
you think about
here.
It, is
oh
that?
Gosh, yeah. Michael.
I mean,
Michael
that's it. I'm just saying objectively, puts people together and you don't realize that's kind of a hard thing to do. I mean, you got people that think different ways, work different ways, and Jared's just like, I don't care. Let's do this.
There's an official leadership concept called the connector.
Is there? See, I didn't know that. Mm. So that's Jared. Do you know this about yourself?
There was something in my master's program about the connector. I don't remember it, but because I failed that test. I was the first person ever to make a zero.
You failed what test?
How'd you make a zero?
They gave us like one of those personality tests.
you made a
fail
zero?
Empathy, on the scale of 0 to 100, on empathy, I had a zero.
Did you answer logically?
No, I answered based on what they asked me. You can't ask me if someone's sitting on a couch eating potato chips, do I feel bad for them because they don't have a job? No, I don't. Sorry.
Because they're eating
potato chips.
The way they asked the question, and that's why I told the professor, because he actually, it was the first day of class, and it was part of our kind of like that leadership class that we had that first day.
Yeah.
And he was like, someone actually scored a zero. And then they said empathy, and they go, who do you think scored it? And I raised my hand, and I was like, it's probably me. Because the way you ask the questions, I mean.
But it's not because you don't.
No, it's not that I don't have empathy.
Care about people.
No,
maybe that's why you're good at connecting people, though, because you don't care about their individual issue. You're just like, okay, whatever. You come over here, do this, do that. Let's do this.
You know, what's interesting about empathy is that that's a term that dumb people like to use to excuse their ignorant behavior.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's because I feel empathy. You said something that hurt my feelings. Well, it was facts. But facts don't matter. You hurt my feelings. People that have to judge truth or false based on feelings are stupid.
Jason, do you feel like you have a different Coleman experience than other people?
I have a great Coleman experience.
What is that like? I mean, do you think yours is unique, though, or do you think you share?
I think people may perceive their experiences differently. I'm appreciative. I live in a small town. It's easy to get out. There's a highway going right through it. You can go south or north, east or west. And if you don't like it, you can hop a plane and go somewhere you like. It's not hard.
Where do you go for a date night?
I married an introvert. So as much as possible, my wife wants to not go anywhere. But Chez Fonfon's our favorite restaurant.
Birmingham,
yeah. But I personally frequent for, you said date night. 412 I go to often. But I think if you don't love
Do you know your neighbors, Jason?
Oh, yeah.
You're pretty close to them?
Closest.
Like, do you know them by name, all your neighbors?
Of course I do. Well, I mean, all the ones that their property touches mine, you know, or my lawnmower guy slings a rock through the window. We get to know each other.
Has that happened before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bought a window last year.
Yeah. For a neighbor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I broke his, so...
Were you
Did
mowing?
You break it? My lawnmower got broken.
Yeah. You don't mow the lawn?
Oh, that was that the contractor that spread all the gravel in your yard?
Well,
you told him to pick it up?
The contractor did that, and then the lawn guy lowered his mower real low.
Oh,
and I should say the lawn guy, I won't name him because he didn't give me permission to promote him this way, and maybe it's not the right way to get promoted anyway. He's paying me back.
Oh.
So it's not like I didn't get stuck with a big bill. It's my neighbor.
Tony, do you mow your yard?
No. I have two younger brothers who are at the age of where my stepdad goes, you know what? They can mow the yard now.
Jared, you mow?
Yeah. I just run to the farm,
You got a riding
zero
mower?
Turn. Yep.
You got a CTR? You're not using a bush hog? No.
wish I could bring
That's how you
bush
tell the
on.
Difference between the really rich, like the just comfortable versus the really rich, is if you're really rich, you got to have a bush hog.
Yeah, my grandma got a bush hog.
There you go.
How we small know of a yard is too small for a riding mower? Like, what is it?
Hey, Coleman, there's no such thing.
I know. I was going to say.
I used to go get mine for the 9th Street house, and I could do it in downtown Coleman? Two passes in the house.
Two passes
done.
And you're done.
Yeah. Because the way they did the bushes and everything, there's not a lot of grass.
Push it?
Well, I could, but I was too lazy.
Didn't want to.
I'm surprised you don't have one of the remote controls.
You know, I actually looked at one the other day. I was trying to find the guys up there at I2C in Huntsville that was
doing
remote control lawnmower.
Robot.
Yeah.
Robot
get a
lawnmowers.
Robot one and do it, but... I got my dogs back, and he likes to chew stuff, so I don't want him to chew a very expensive lawnmower. So, and he'll want to play with it, and so
yeah, I've got one.
I'm going to hire somebody. I found somebody who wants to do it, and we'll do it for a reasonable price.
I got
price.
Somebody
just gonna let him.
Probably hire, not me.
Jason, you've got a podcast,
kinda,
with the blind guy,
the blinds.
Hey, blind guy.
He's the blind guy.
He's blind. Guy.
Is he blind?
He's not really blind.
No. Everybody calls him the blind guy. He sells window treatments.
Yeah.
Hamden's my favorite.
So how many episodes have you done, Jason?
We're not doing a real podcast. We throw some stuff on...
fake podcast?
We throw some stuff on TikTok. We got some shorts. We did real, like, content, long form. And I've been playing, just teasing out material. The original idea, this is back during NFTs being a thing. We were going to do NFT whiskeys. And we're going to let you own a non-fungible token, and then that would be a representation of a barrel of whiskey. So we could control it and own it or hold it in location, pay the taxes and so
Jason,
forth.
Jason, everybody's asleep, man. I'm not going to lie. We got
nobody in Coleman knows what an NFT is.
NFT.
First of all, you'd be surprised.
It died so quick.
Oh yeah, it did.
NFT was
NFTs? Well,
NFTs died real quick.
So blockchain was a cool. I know he's over here going like we're losing.
Yeah,
blockchain.
We've already lost everybody
here
on NFTs.
Bitcoin.
So we might as well just
Bitcoin.
Have fun with it.
So
Bitcoin NFTs.
blockchain was like was an interesting decentralized way of storing records, and I think it could have been used for property. But no, serious question. Have you seen the big, here's the big Coleman news for Coleman.
Yeah.
The Italian restaurant.
If people yeah, are, that's people right. Gaga. A new Italian restaurant.
In the worst
Did
commercial
nobody
building
tell
in Coleman.
Them? Jared? Wow. Tony? Jason, did listen, nobody tell us? Who said that?
Who owns it? Like, did they buy it?
Jared, say that again.
Jared, what?
You're right. Say that again.
I don't think I said it.
I quoted it. Jared.
Oh, yeah.
It's where restaurants go to die.
It is, man.
It's a watch. Watch it be.
What? Maybe they'll be the one to save it.
Maybe they break that curse.
But let's be honest. In the last 25 years, right?
Yeah. I don't know how many different barbecue places.
It's a lot of different places.
Mexican restaurant once.
Yes, it was. Dude, if you can't make a Mexican restaurant work, that ain't a place you want to put a restaurant.
Yeah, that's that's a tough spot. I don't know if it's the location. Do you think it's why?
It's the location.
Why?
I would say location. Because it's a back road to get to Walmart south side of town. You're only
Main
taking that road.
It's crowded though, right?
Yeah, it's when you're just moving. With all the traffic
that goes to Heritage Main and everything. Street, and it seems like, what is that? Wild Water or whatever.
Wild Water.
I mean, that place is packed. Maybe it'll do better.
I never thought about the fact that Wild Water might change the demographic of people on that road.
It could.
But how many people are taking their kids to the Shishi Italian restaurant?
Yeah, well, a lot. I think a lot would go. Kids love spaghetti. Oh, is it not that kind of place? Is it like real Italian?
Well, and you got to remember, I would probably say all those other places, I never knew they were even there. They didn't do a good job marketing. At least I actually knew it was coming.
Right.
Like, we actually know that it's going to be there.
The promotion piece. You know,
maybe if they promote it better, maybe people... I mean, I don't mind driving to go eat anywhere. So,
first of all,
I just know that building, over the course of my life, because I used to have to go to Engle Park when I was a little kid to do basketball practice and all that stuff, it's been a million different things.
Yeah.
I mean, and nothing's stayed in there longer, maybe, 2 years?
Hey, you notice it still looks ratty? Maybe. Like, it still looks ratty. You know what I mean? Like,
They got to get it...
I think the reason why it looks like that is because the last thing it was a barbecue.
Do y'all remember the Goonies?
Which is okay for barbecue.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Goonies when they're going to the restaurant? It kind of looks like that.
Yeah.
Right? A little bit. Like walking to
it.
Is there
a hidden entrance?
Yeah.
So we can go
downstairs. Yeah.
One-eyed Willie.
That's right.
So I just wonder what the inside's like. Left. I'm really curious.
I don't know. I'm sure they're going to fix it up.
When is it going to... Did they even say when it was opening?
Surely they're going to fix up. No, I don't know. Like, maybe.
Somebody announced it. I don't know if it was official, like 3 weeks or so. But, when you look at a prime example of somebody that did a lot of work on their property that had a really good opening was... what's the pizza place in the north end of town?
Pasquale's. Has anybody tried the new Pasquale's?
Yep. No. I have.
Who has? Jared?
Yep.
How was it?
Here's the problem. I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Because the last time I did it was when playing football. We went there every Thursday.
Oh, I thought you were saying you don't remember
eating
there.
No, I don't remember eating it.
Yeah, he doesn't remember.
When I was a kid. Yeah. I don't remember.
You remember like the cinnamon rolls and stuff?
I do remember a little bit,
you don't remember the food.
So you're
at
saying
all.
You're not comparing it to the old Pasquale's.
I can't. I haven't ate it since
you were a kid.
I've had it twice now that it's reopened.
What did you think?
The last time senior year in high school. Oh, I loved it.
Really?
I loved it. It was good.
Did you get pizza?
Yeah, I got the buffalo pizza.
Oh, yeah, you're a buffalo guy.
And then one of the kids got one of the deep dish pizzas. I'm a buffalo freak. So.
Yeah, buffalo chicken pizza is pretty good.
And I hate to say it, but my favorite one so far is Ty's Buffalo at Grumpy's. Still has my best buffalo.
Grumpy's Buffalo Pizza.
The only reason I'm on that pizza was because of this man right here, who when he did the beer night at Goat Island and we had the speaker, he always got Grumpy's.
Jason put on some fun events.
Yes, and like
if you don't know about it,
they're coming back. By the way,
you're gonna do more.
You're gonna bring them back.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a startup themed event.
Man, that's so boring.
No, it's not.
Startups.
No, it's not.
It's so boring.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do?
Like, hey, I've got there's just so many, you know.
Well, so here's what I'm going to do different. So the thing that I was doing with the city was really narrowly targeting startups in the space of technology.
Yeah.
And what I want to do is
startups in
businesses.
General.
Anybody with any business, if you want to start it, because the reality is things are about to get weird.
But business, that sounds a lot more fun, just business.
Yeah,
the idea of only startups.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? There's just sort of
So don't call it startups.
Yeah, just cool. Business.
Cool. How about money grabbing people? We like the business of making, we'll call us money makers.
The money makers.
The money makers.
Hey, that's a good show name.
Money.
The money makers. I like that.
Yeah, you can't say that unless we license it.
Oh, Tony.
Money.
Yep. But I didn't finish
that
it.
That was a song.
You did.
Oh, well. Dang now I'm seeing, like, man. I want to use that as a, that'd be a great
song. Oh, yeah. You want to use that to.
That'd be a cool podcast. So you could do both. Have the event and then get them on your show.
Yeah. And no sleazeballs allowed. Like, no pyramid scamming, get rich quick.
That's half of info your, product. Is it that half of.
Not interested in those people. If you build a real company with real products and real services.
What about.
Never mind.
Wrong one.
Sorry.
Wrong. You're playing both now, man.
I'm not a DJ.
You know, the biggest rule.
At least he hit record this time when we started it.
The number one rule in live air is no dead air.
No dead air.
What were we going to say,
What
man?
About videography and photography?
I think that's a real business. It's a real service. Okay. Yeah, I don't have a problem with real services and real businesses. Like when he was talking about that, have you ever scammed anybody? Have you ever sold a product that didn't fulfill its promises? I think everybody that's ever sold anything has fallen short of giving people everything they want. But when I ran an internet company, we made sure the product was high end. We gave them as much as we could. When I ran,
let me ask you this, Jason.
Yeah.
If you can't say anything, that's okay.
Oh no.
But you know, in your time, you did a lot of things with local startups and that kind of thing.
Political bomb coming.
No.
Okay.
What's the worst business idea you've heard yet?
Oh.
Do you know one?
Can you like share?
Gosh,
I really got to think about it. The worst business idea?
Like somebody came up to you dead serious and sorry, you're just really holding back.
There's so many.
Really? You have more than one.
Yeah, the number of bad ideas I get pitched, even today.
But not like a pitch like, hey, man, I got this idea. But like somebody that,
Done the research.
Yeah, like they're...
I'm trying to think of something that's funny. Like a
just
funny...
Just any.
Well, I'll tell you one as an example as a bad idea was... that guy approached me about... thought was a really cool idea too. And it got in capital for it. Using cryptocurrency to incentivize people to take care of diabetes.
What?
Yeah.
And weird.
And dude, he's wanting to build it, and he was asking my...
Is that local?
Birmingham.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Worst Coleman idea. You know, the funny thing is most of the Coleman ideas were pretty tame. They weren't super crazy. Jared had the craziest ideas. I mean, Jared came in...
That sounds about right.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, Jared came
Jared
in pitching...
Jared had the weirdest ideas.
Well, the biggest moon... The moonshot. So Jared comes in...
Jared thinks big.
He wanted to do an outdoor sports video product based on the idea that...
Are you talking about Trails?
Trails.
Mm-hmm. Trails was cool.
Trails, when Jared came in and pitched Trails, I was like, well, that's a moonshot. Because in order to make it work...
But that's... Sorry, Jason, go ahead.
In order to make it work, you had to have both a massive audience and you had to have advertisers.
But wasn't that back... Okay, so Jared, what was Trails?
So Trails TV was... The key was at the time YouTube was.
What was Trails going to be?
It just an outdoor like YouTube.
Outdoor YouTube. Okay. Why?
The time YouTube was demonetizing content in hunting
because of guns and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Violence, guns.
And here's the problem I actually ran into. My biggest problem wasn't actually getting people, it was getting content creators.
Yep.
To spend the time to put it on there. Like we spent, we had over 20,000 videos.
People didn't want to put their videos up on there.
We personally got it from them off their YouTube pages. They gave us access and we had to go physically get their videos, import them, do everything.
Is it just
because they just didn't want to spend the time?
The first thing I would pitch you, by the way, I don't know if I ever did this. The first thing I would pitch you now, I'm surprised if I didn't do it then. I would say the first thing you should do is create a hack tool that rakes all the give them a way to verify the YouTube account,
Jared,
and just rake all that content.
Is it just easier to upload to YouTube? I mean, why are people...
Because they were being monetized, and they were afraid if I couldn't monetize right at the beginning.
Tony, are you a hunter?
So
no.
Huh?
Well, on Patreon... No. Hold on, guys. Patreon had a little bit of a lead on you, too.
Jason, are you a hunter?
Yeah, but they fell apart.
I've done it.
Pretty much everybody fell apart because then YouTube stopped doing it.
By the way, venison venison jerky is the best in the world.
Yes.
That's what you like.
Yeah. If I kill a deer, it becomes jerky. It goes into jerky.
I'm actually making some this week.
You are?
Yeah, we'll make some jerky this week. My kids love deer jerky.
You better share some.
Like, that's the funny thing is they don't like deer meat. What? They don't want to eat anything, but they will eat the jerky.
What
like
do you marinate the...
Some seasoning and then like a Moore's.
Okay.
With a little teriyaki to give it a little
I knew teriyaki was going to be in there.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay.
Just to give it some sweetness.
So do you get it, when you make your jerky, do you do it like super, super dry? So it's like
no,
almost
because
styrofoamy?
No, I do it where not completely. I would say it's about 90%. It's got that tent, so there's a little chewiness to it.
Yeah.
And it will let it stay a little bit longer.
Yeah, the jerky that drives me crazy is stuff that takes me 4 hours to chew.
Yeah, because it's so dried out.
Jason, do you get a Buc-ee's?
I mean, if I pass one, I stop.
You stop?
Every shop? Of course I do.
What do you get?
It's like redneck Mecca. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Do you get the jerky? Are you a Buc-ee's jerky guy? They got the wall.
I do the nuts.
Right?
Dude, they do have the
corn nuggets?
Yeah.
They got the wall.
I get their famous corn. Is it the corn nuggets?
The corn nuggets.
Yeah, they do have the corn nuggets. I haven't tried those.
Yeah, that's what they're
It's like
famous
Captain Crunch, man.
Have you ever had their food?
Yeah, it's a lot like Captain
Crunch.
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, their barbecue. Yeah. Their barbecue is actually not
brisket
bad.
Brisket sandwich at Buc-ee's.
I mean, it's good. It's like, you remember back in the old, you remember like when you'd go on a long drive and you'd pull into like the service station that had the old lady behind the counter and they'd be serving their three and
those
a meat.
Those are my favorite. Meat and three.
Remember
when
style.
The Texaco right here next to McGriff's their breakfast was the best.
Yeah. I never got to try
it. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, they had the
dinner. Those ladies would make those breakfasts. You go in there and get a biscuit or something.
Yeah. 10 truckers lined up.
I used to do that before I go to school.
Line.
Take the kids to school. What?
10 truckers in the line?
They had. They stayed busy.
They were slammed.
Yeah.
What's going there now?
I think it's just a part of the bank.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be part of the bank?
Yeah.
Everybody in there had an LDL over 200.
Have you, Jason, been to the Athens Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I mean,
it's good Buc-ee's.
What are we going for here?
I like
Buc-ee's. Who doesn't like a Buc-ee's?
He's got a grin on his face.
He's thinking about something. I don't know where we're going with.
I'm just wondering if y'all have been. You know, people.
Have you, more Buc-ee's Michael, is one have of those, you been to Buc-ee's?
I've been.
Have you been to any Buc-ee's in the state of Alabama?
I feel like there's some sexual
I've been to both Buc-ee's.
Whoa, hold up. Both?
Yeah, there's one
three.
In Foley, right?
No.
There's one in Foley. There's three
why
of them.
You,
three.
No, there's four.
Where? There's three.
Athens, Foley,
Spandos's Buc-ee's.
And Auburn. Is there one in Auburn now?
Yeah, there's one in Auburn now.
There is, right?
Yeah,
on the
really?
Exit before
they always,
university.
There's a whole thing about we're the only SEC team that's got a Buc-ee's.
Is that true?
Yes.
Auburn has a Buc-ee's.
Yes.
Is it? What's,
it's
what
right
side?
Before
is it on
university
this side or that side
or college, whatever that
Georgia,
is.
Georgia side or Alabama side?
I think it's on the Alabama side. So Alabama has four Buc-ee's now.
So is it grabbing people that are coming in for the games?
That's what I'm assuming.
If they're just grabbing all the traffic on 85.
Yeah. Have you been to Auburn lately?
No, last time I went was last year for soccer, and they were building Buc-ee's.
So a friend of mine...
It was still being built when I drove by it. But it's right there in between Wire Road and the main road. They added a new exit, and Buc-ee's is there.
Jason, do you do college sports, football?
Football? Only as a drinking sport.
You don't watch?
No. I watch the Iron Bowl. I like to watch my team get beat.
Who's your team?
The one that gets beat every time.
Auburn.
Like, lately.
Auburn.
I mean, for 20 years.
Auburn guy. They have a chance, man. They have
years,
a chance this
we Cam,
year.
We had Cam Newton that one year. That Cam Newton guy, one time. Dude comes in, gets us championship.
What about the pick
bounces.
Six?
Well, we almost had the second one.
Yeah, there's been a handful.
And lost at Florida State.
There's been a handful.
At the very end.
So I watched just enough football to complain.
The one where everybody started saying, you just need 1 second to win.
I got to do a woe is, wow. I gotta do a woe is
you,
me.
Hey, you do realize the last Auburn game I've been to was the
game?
Kick six.
Really? Oh, you were there?
Yeah. I had season tickets. Damn. But then I did the Miracle with Georgia. Yeah. I was there for that, and then I was there for kick six, and then the next year is when my kids started playing travel soccer, and we were traveling more, so I just, that and I loved to hunt, and started getting
Jared,
my
I would say
time.
That the Auburn superstitious out there might be saying, you need to be going to more games, dude. I mean...
It might be what it is.
What, is that
maybe
the problem,
I need to,
man?
Hey, if anybody wants to give me free tickets, I'll take free tickets.
There you go.
But I'm not spending money for sports anymore.
You're done. You don't.
I would never.
You watch it on.
Like
you watch
I look at all these people that are getting. You know how much money people are given for this NIL right now?
How much?
Tons. Like
Jason, are you giving any money to NIL?
$20 million plus
NIL.
People are giving all this money to get these kids to come play for them.
Jared and I reserved the domain and talked for like 15 minutes about getting in the NIL game. And when I started researching it, I called four or five attorneys that were in the NIL space. And they all told me, no, it's all sewn up, buddy. You're too late. Game is over.
The university
started
the groups.
Yeah, it's way before we were going at it from a technology angle.
Yeah.
But the NIL, the sort of like, you know, image likeness, by the way, for people that don't know, likeness. So you got some 19-year-old kid who's a rock star, comes off of high school, killing it. Does a really good freshman year.
We know what NIL is.
I mean, not everybody does.
For the people,
the people watching,
Michael,
know.
For people, not everybody.
You didn't
did know,
Tony.
I knew it as image and likeness.
What?
I
didn't know. Tony didn't know
name, image, likeness.
I didn't know it was abbreviated by NIL.
Tony, you're not a big college sports guy, are you?
I mean,
you don't have to be a big college sports guy to know about money off people's names.
Yeah, look at
Tony. Well, do you watch sports?
I watch enough.
What do you watch?
I mean,
Tony's a golf guy.
I have a gripe right now because I'd love to watch soccer, but the problem is both competitions, the biggest competitions this summer is on one channel, and I don't have that channel. And I don't pay for that channel. So and
you stream European football?
I try to.
I got a friend of mine from Ireland, and he watches that stuff religiously.
Yeah. I'm getting into it since my kids have been playing soccer for so many years and just watching it on TV.
If y'all want to go check it out, he's always calling me up being like, come on over, we'll crack open a bottle of Patties and watch the game.
Oh, what?
Are you talking about in your neighborhood?
No.
No.
Somebody in Coleman, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Martin. Yeah, Martin.
Yeah. Real fun guy.
Yeah. I love
Martin. All right, Martin's so he's guy. Streaming some Euro League.
Yeah, but it's at like 10 in the morning, Mike.
Is it?
Yes.
No, he ain't playing around, dude. He gets up. He'll get up. He's morning tea and he's a little biscuit, and he's up there watching the
Premier League
9,
game,
10 o'clock in the morning.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
He loves it.
Yeah.
Different time zones. I mean, you got to think about whenever they don't care about us. Yeah. We're not a big enough market for them to care about us.
Last World Cup was in Qatar. The games were like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4 in the morning.
Jason, do you watch soccer?
No. I mean, I'd watch the WNBA.
Have you noticed everything you ask, his answer is no?
It felt like an insult.
Do you sleep, Jason?
It wasn't meant. Here's the thing about sports.
Oh, boy.
Professional or college?
Professional, like entertainment sports. Okay. Sports entertainment.
Does that include wrestling?
Oh, no.
Gosh. Don't you dare.
So,
did you have a favorite wrestler?
No.
Growing up? You didn't watch it?
No. I grew up in Atlanta. And
that's like the mecca. The home
mecca
of,
is literally the mecca of professional wrestling. Yeah. Ted Turner used to run.
Yeah.
You know, TNN, and we used to have.
And you didn't watch WCW, it? Man. Then all my WO. For life. We used to go to the lake house.
Who had the best?
Me and Wesley.
Entrance music.
Oh.
I mean, I know who Hulk Hogan
Razor
was.
Razor Ramon. Razor Ramon had the best entrance to me.
He did have a good entrance.
You already know mine.
We're getting really bad.
So back to professional sports.
Jason, you didn't watch wrestling really at all?
No. Absolutely not.
Hulk Hogan, nothing. Andre the Giant.
I mean, I watched the one or two big shows because my friends were all crazy
Hold on. I'm getting a theme here. You'll watch the big show. You'll watch, not the wrestler, the big show, but
not the big show.
WrestleMania. You watch the Iron Bowl.
Yep.
You watch the Super Bowl.
Is there booze and food involved? It's not a complicated thing.
So you're just looking for the party.
There you go.
If it's a bunch of nerds sitting around, you know, getting all excited about somebody in makeup, pretending to beat somebody up where people actually do get injured, I'm like, that's kind of dumb. But if there's like if we're in as a whole group and we're having a good time and people are cheering and
you can get into it.
I can get into it. So like,
right. I feel like he just said wrestling is fake.
I was going to say wrestling diehards. Man,
I can't take that.
Mike, are you one of those wrestling diehards?
Scripted doesn't mean
I enjoyed it as a kid, man. Me and my brother, we grew up watching wrestling. We even watched, they had a good show here at the Coleman Civic Center. in the '80s.
Did you ever go up to Vimont?
Oh, Vimont Wrestling. Dude, yeah,
we did. We used to go up there, and then afterwards, get in the ring.
They'd let you get in. Yeah, absolutely.
Me, Thomas, Justin, all of us. Oh,
Tony, what? Tony, you didn't never went to Vimont Wrestling?
No, I don't know if it was around back then.
It wasn't around when I was younger.
It probably wasn't.
They have the midget wrestling down at Enhanceville.
They
now
do have that.
You know, you can't say the M word anymore.
That's all. That's what they call it.
Small people.
No, that's what they call it. They call it
Enhanceville.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
The little people tossing contest.
I'm just repeating what they call it in Enhanceville, y'all.
Well, yeah. I was just saying the lyrics from a song.
Oh.
What were you saying about professional sports?
Professional sports, Jason.
Oh, I just...
You're not into it.
It's a distraction.
Yeah.
It's a brainwashing technique, and I don't participate in it. It's not conspiracy theory. It's not a theory.
Okay.
It gets people distracted from the real problems.
From what?
From everything. What? From their own lives, their own problems. It's just entertainment that... And here's the reason I don't like it. I don't like it because, and I got nothing against professional athletes. They make if your game is game, man, kill it, go get your money. But the reason I don't really just understand people that are obsessed with it is you put so much energy, intellectual energy, memorizing game stats, all that kind of crap, into something that has little to zero effect on your quality of life. And if I go to one game, I've been to some ball games that were fun.
No, I'm going to call bunk on that. It's just culture. I mean, you can find a million things about culture that don't have any real impact.
I think it'd be great if we had if you want to have a cultural thing.
I do agree. I wish people would put more effort into other things than they do into football. And especially
here. Right. But you could acknowledge it's a cultural thing, though, right?
Yeah, I got nothing.
I go to
Super Bowl parties.
Right.
Yeah.
If you want to spend, I should be clear about this.
Jared, you watch sports, right?
Yeah.
But not as much as you used to? Or?
I don't keep up with it. I'm not as obsessed with it as I used to be.
Why?
But you do fantasy football?
When I was younger.
It's because he's got stuff going on.
But you know what? I don't know if I can do it anymore. Taylor Swift is just... ruined.
What? What does she have to do with fantasy football?
Because she starts dating my tight end.
That's
and my tight end doesn't get me my 20
your
points
fault
a week.
For picking a terrible tight end.
He's not terrible.
That's on you then.
Tony, do you do fantasy football?
I do fantasy football. And I would have won this league. I'll join a new league and I came in second place and it makes me mad because I lost by 1 point.
Oh,
I had the best team, and I just
both of y'all
did
lost.
You? Clearly, you didn't, because you complaining about Taylor's man.
Well, Taylor's man needs to learn how to catch football.
Well,
quit worrying about dressing.
Maybe
up
pick another tight end.
I'm going to next
year.
Well,
there you go.
There it is.
Maybe it's because of the vaccinations.
Yeah.
You gonna
conspiracies, fantasy football?
I mean, he was the poster boy for the Pfizer.
Gentlemen.
Michael, I don't know if you're going to get a lot of views on this one.
It's okay.
Welcome to this episode.
We starting over? Did you forget to hit record again?
We're starting over, gentlemen.
Oh, God.
Jason's face.
I can't tell if he's kidding.
No.
He better hit record.
You've been watching the MCTV Summer Takeover.
Yes, sir.
I'm Michael Sapp. Thanks for watching. We've had Antonio Cipollari.
Let's go.
Jared Giddens. Jason Nunley. Thanks for coming in, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, baby. We'll see you next time.